Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Campus Book Mart is the one and only stop for the real Southern Miss fan. From hats to sweaters and even jerseys, Campus Book Mart has you covered with all the essentials for the Southern Miss football season. With sizes from toddler to large and in charge, there is no reason to shop anywhere else. Call 601-261-9690 or visit campusbookmart.net. Campus Book Mart on Hardy Street across from USM in Hattiesburg.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the air. We're glad you're with us. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob, Kelly, and Dima, the full crew is here. Opening segment of the show is sponsored, as it is every day, by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, a great place to cater your next event, a great place to take your family for dinner tonight. The food is always good. We haven't talked about it in a while, Sander, but are you still eating that cream spinach and ice cream there?
The best side dish there is that cream spinach. And, Bob, Thursday night, it's debate night in America. And I know...
That'd be a great place to cater. That'd be a great thing.
That's where I was going with it, man. Yeah. I know several people around this area that are having debate watch parties.
Yeah.
And that'd be great. You know, get your stuff, let Dickies handle all that so that you can not miss a single moment of whatever names Trump calls Biden.
Well, you guys just made me feel a little better. I thought it was only on CNN, as I explained my TV's program will not pick up CNN.
Well, you have the parental controls.
I put parental controls over left-wing propaganda.
I believe every news station is running a simulcast, so you can watch it on Fox News if you would like.
Well, I'm sure in that case it'll be fair and square down the middle.
Yeah, the CNN reporters are anchoring it, right?
Yeah. Jake Trapper and Martha, what's her name?
No, Dana Bash.
As we know, they're very straight down the middle.
And I heard that AOC is going to be in a full cheerleading outfit.
What the hell happened to her this week? I mean, we don't need to get off on politics.
No, but honestly,
this is now a political show.
Yeah.
Give us your...
Did she have a bad reaction to a medicine or something?
I don't know. She let her hair down and was jumping up and down and...
Yeah, it was strange.
She needs to go back to keeping bars.
As they say in Perry County, she done lost her mind.
Perry County, that kind of stuff will get you arrested, what she did.
That's right.
Dickey's Barbecue Pit, as we say, sponsors this segment, and we appreciate all they do. Hey, we're glad to have Sam Schuyler on the show today. He is the sports reporter for the Hattiesburg American, and always welcome here. And, Sam, I understand that you guys got to talk to the basketball coach this morning, Jay Ladner. Was there any breaking news out of that availability?
Yeah. I mean, well, thanks again for having me.
Sure.
Honestly, the biggest takeaway from what we heard Jay Ladner speak for a really long time was that they still might be looking to add someone in the transfer portal, which is a little odd because it's, you know, late June, almost 4th of July is next week. But it looks like they're still looking to, you know, tweak the roster a little bit. He said that it's an SEC transfer who could be a potential starter for them, which would be obviously sounds like it'd be a big addition. There were really no other details provided as to, you know, who that could be or where they might be coming from. But you know, if they're able to hit on this potential transfer and get him to come to Southern Miss, potentially that changes the trajectory of the team. Who knows?
Yeah, as a sports reporter, I don't know how long you've been doing, but did you ever think you'd see a day where virtually, and it seems like in college basketball, every year the roster, not only here, but throughout the country, the roster's almost new every year?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, just thinking of Denaje Harris, who's transferred away from Southern Miss, went to Arkansas, didn't really play a whole lot last season, and now he's back at Southern Miss, which would have just been impossible to fathom. You know, just a few years ago, about a player transferring away and then transferring back, and let alone it's his seventh season of college basketball or something like that. So he's just a very interesting case. And, I mean, even on the football team, there's a player named Braxton Myers who's a redshirt freshman for Southern Miss this season at defensive back, and he's on his third team in three semesters. So it's just kind of the new age of college football or college sports in general, I guess. And as long as it's just going to keep changing and changing, it seems. So I guess we just kind of ride with the wave and see where it goes right now.
Now, Sam, Bob talked about the turnover, you know, in basketball rosters, but you've worked a little bit north of the Mason-Dixon line for the other side. in the war of northern aggression, but up there they tend to take basketball a little, I would think, a little bit more seriously than down here. So would you anticipate that there would be a lot of transfers, you know, in schools that are known for basketball, the Kansases, the, you know, the Illinois,
Michigan State,
Sparty, right? or even Iowa State, my alma mater, who usually has a pretty good bat. You don't seem to see a lot of movement on teams like that. Could it just be a geographical thing?
Honestly, I've never really thought about it that way. It certainly could be. I mean, now you always have to wonder about NIL money. And, you know, down here in the South, there's a lot of NIL money with, you know, SEC and stuff that goes toward baseball teams. And I don't really think that, you know, in Big Ten country necessarily, a lot of that NIL money is going toward their baseball teams, I wouldn't think. And so maybe that's a factor, and I don't really know.
Well, now, Sam, wink, wink, the Tennessee baseball coach did say at a press conference earlier that don't come to Tennessee if you're looking for a bunch of NIL money. And then he winked a few times and tried not to giggle. Did you see that press conference, Brenton?
I didn't see it, but I did hear about the quote, and then I'm sure that that's exactly how it's been going.
We all believe that, yes.
The wink, wink was the most important part.
Yeah. Yes. I think it said that in the transcript. Wink, wink, wink. Giggle, giggle. Sam, when you think about them adding a player this late, and I'm not sure how much, you know, what does their roster look like? I was there when he said that. I didn't realize they had a spot to add.
Yeah, that's kind of the crazy part, too, is trying to figure out that puzzle. And, you know, with NIL, you're kind of able to do some roster maneuvering that wouldn't necessarily have been possible a couple of years ago. And kind of like in the pros where they're able to move around some guys' salary, you know, convert things into bonuses, and all of a sudden you have more cap room. And that's a little bit the same here with scholarship limits. They only have 13 scholarships they're able to give out. But in terms of roster size, from what I understand, you can have as many players as you want. It's just how many people are on the scholarship.
But
if someone were to be on scholarship, they could be taken off scholarship and then be given NIL money instead as a compensation. So they might honestly still be netting the same amount of money, but just in a different form.
This is probably crazier than what's going to happen on Thursday night.
that's pretty revealing right there. So you can take a kid off scholarship, grease him with some NIL money, and put another one on scholarship. Are there any rules left, Sam, or is it just like the Wild Wild West?
It's the Wild Wild West, and it's just going to be that way for a while, it sure seems, which is sad because it feels like it's starting to, you know, I don't want to say ruin the sport, but it's definitely changing it, and I fear that it's not changing it for the better, is the sad part.
Well, you don't have to say ruin it, because Bob Getty's already said that repeatedly.
I could not agree anymore with what you just said. I'm 1,000% on the same side.
But, you know, something else to keep in mind here, it could be something that Jay Ladner didn't say, is that he might be getting rid of a player or two, too, that he's certainly not going to reveal that at this point, but there have been some players that you know, have, you know, whose behavior has been a little bit erratic and performance has been a little bit erratic. So that's always an option, too, that they might be cutting somebody.
Yeah, kind of like Sam was saying, maybe not even cutting, but just taking a certain player off a scholarship to have room for this particular player who's coming in potentially. They don't know if he's coming in or not, but it's potentially whether or not he comes in.
So, Sam, it's fair to say, I mean, with the world the way it is now, you really don't know what to expect with a basketball team until you see them on the floor playing.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a great point. I think we have to mention that there is one player whose status kind of seems up in the air at this moment. His name is Lucas I don't know exactly how to pronounce his last name, but I'm going to try it here. Lukas Gudavičius, I think, from Lithuania, who's committed to Southern Miss, committed to them in November from Salt Lake Community College. And the way that Jay Ladner kind of described it today was that he's still got to graduate from junior college, which he hasn't done yet, but that he's also playing right now for the Lithuanian national team. So he's, you know, back home or somewhere in the world that's not Mississippi or Utah, you know, finishing up his degree there. And I guess he can't transfer to Southern Miss until he does that. Okay. And so Jay Ladner said he was concerned about it and that they don't really have much more information besides that. And hopefully we'll find some more information out in about a month when, if he's able to finish his courses that he needs to do. And so it just adds another wrinkle into not really knowing what this team is going to be, because with particularly the basketball team, they lost four of their five top scorers from last season. You know, obviously Austin Crowley is the big one. And, you know, who's going to be able to step up and be kind of that star is going to be a big question for the team coming into the season.
All right, Sam, if you can stick around, we want to talk to you a little bit about football. You got a few more minutes?
Yep, absolutely.
Sam Schuyler from Hattiesburg American on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Don't forget about the Eagle Hour podcast, Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can just tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Any luck with that, Santa, at your house?
No, all they say now is you don't own me.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment of our program. Miss Kathleen is there every day. Be sure to tell her the guys from the Eagle Hour said hello. They've got all kinds of Southern Miss apparel, summer apparel. I'm sure that the store is full of that. Thank goodness they don't sell summer clothes in Kelly size. Thema, we see enough of that from the Salvation Army.
Nor colors. They don't have any salmon-colored shorts.
Thank God.
Thank goodness. Next you're going to show up in lime-colored shorts.
Oh, don't encourage him. Don't encourage him. He'll be scavenging all the resale shops.
Except they're not lime, Thema. They're seafoam. Seafoam is the official color.
Remarkable.
You know, with those colors, you can't just have...
Enough.
Okay, all right.
Mobay Beignet Company is the official beignet store of the Eagle Hour, 2902 Hardy Street. You can check out their Facebook page. The best thing to do is go down there and enjoy some beignets. They'll cook them when you come in. And, boy, they're just Morgan and her husband are wonderful folks, and they're big Southern Miss fans. And we hope that you'll support Mobay Beignet Company. We're talking to Sam Schuyler, who brought to our attention, or my attention, during the break, that You're a Minnesota guy originally. You're a big fan of all the Minnesota sports teams. So Kelly brought up a good question. Our guy, Matt Walter, just seems to be destroying AAA pitching whenever they put him down there. But why can he not stick on the Minnesota Twins, Sam?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of the issue for Walter is the Twins have a lot of outfielders at the major league level who are playing well. And so he's just kind of a byproduct of that and getting sucked down there. You know, I guess the unfortunate part is that Twins games aren't really on TV because of the whole Bally Sports issue, and so I don't even really watch the Twins games or have a way to watch them. So to be honest, I don't have a 100% great answer for you on what's going on with the Twins, because it's been little bit difficult to follow in this season. Yeah.
I guarantee you Jack Duggan has that subscription.
Oh, I bet Jack knows about that. We should have asked Jack that question.
Yeah. Yeah.
But wouldn't it seem to make sense, though, fellas, that if he's rotting away in AAA, that there would be a major league team that could target him as trade, you know, say, hey, we'll, if you're not going to want him, we'll give him a starting job.
I would think.
The emblem on your shirt could.
Yeah, the Tigers are terrible. We can't hit.
They even gave up a triple play last night. Are you aware of that, the Tigers?
Again?
They were the victim of a triple play. I figured you knew about that.
Well, the thing that just surprises me about that, Bob, is a triple play would have to be started by somebody putting the ball in play, which the Tigers have a really bad habit of not doing.
Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, Damo.
Sam, you've been reporting a little bit on the, or actually a lot on the MJ Daniels situation. I wanted to ask you. You came out with a piece last week where you interviewed his mother.
Good work, by the way,
and
Sam.
It was a terrific story. And I wanted you to just kind of share some of that conversation with her as we kind of shift to a more serious discussion.
Yeah, thank you. I drove down to his mom's house in Loosedale. His parents are separated, and his mom's remarried, and sat down in their living room and talked with his mom about what the last 2 weeks have been like for her and the family. And obviously it was a very difficult conversation. It was not an easy thing to talk about, but she seemed very strong through it all. Just her even being willing to talk about something like that, I can't even imagine how difficult that was for her. But their living room was, completely decorated with all this different MJ Daniels merchandise and memorabilia, framed jerseys and gloves and pictures and so many things. And she talked about, why she maybe thinks that MJ was sleeping in his car, and she kind of explained, why he was might have been doing that, and it started to make a little bit more sense. She also revealed that MJ Daniels, had a job. He worked for his uncle in Mobile at the port there. I don't exactly remember what he would do, but he would drive down from Hattiesburg sometimes to Mobile and work, and I guess he had some friends there that he would stay with or something like that. It was very difficult. It was, but she seems very strong, and their family seems very strong, and you just learn a lot more about MJ Daniels as a person, just these last couple of weeks is, you kind of forget, the whole player aspect, but it really seems like a good person was killed, and that's just so sad to have happened here, right in pretty much all of our backyards.
Sam Sklar of the Hattiesburg American is with us here on the Eagle Hour. So Sam, nobody in all these preseason prognostications are giving the Eagles much love at all on the football field, and now they've got to deal with the after effects of the death of MJ Daniels. What do you expect to see from this Southern Miss team? What are two opposite end reactions that this team could have based on what they're having to deal with now and going into a season where expectations don't appear to be very high?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's just impossible to predict, because one thing that I've learned just over the last couple of years is that everyone grieves differently. Some people take more time than others, and they do it in different ways. And so, it's June now. Season doesn't begin for 2 months. So, it's difficult to maybe say what the mood will be like around the team 2 months from now. Certainly that first game at Kentucky is going to be emotional, and so will the first home game against Southeastern Louisiana. I'm sure they're going to be doing some sort of activations and things like that to honor MJ, which will probably be difficult for a lot of the players and the coaches and even the fans in attendance. And so how they respond, I really don't know. It could be really, really tough, and the season could go poorly, or it could be kind of a motivation thing, or a thing where the team is able to rally around it.
And I'm not necessarily surprised, Sam, that nobody is picking the Eagles to win the West or win the Sun Belt Conference. But I am surprised, quite candidly, that they are getting such little anticipation by sports writers and media types across this country. What say you?
I've been saying that they're going to get back to a bowl game. That's been my prediction this season, and that was, you know, it's been like that since spring, and I don't think I've changed that, you know, over the last couple of weeks or anything. You know, I think that they've made some good moves in terms of, you know, some coaching changes, and I think just personnel-wise, I think this team is going to be better. I think the quarterback play will be a little bit more stable, and of course, losing Frank Gore Jr. is not going to be easy to overcome, but I think in other areas, the team is still improved, and I don't know. I've heard a lot of people talk about the schedule too, and I personally think the schedule is a lot easier than last season. So I think that they got that going for them. Maybe it got a little unlucky in some areas last season too, that maybe will swing back to the other side this season.
All right, Sam, go ahead and just tell us while we have you on the air who the starting quarterback will be. Sam Schuyler says the starting quarterback will be.
I got no clue. I don't have an answer.
which might be the reason why some people are saying we don't know about Southern Miss.
Hey, look, we got about a minute and a half left. I do want to ask you this. You came here from Minnesota. Did I understand that correctly?
I went to Michigan State and then but I'm from Minnesota, lived there my whole life.
Well, I'd like to get your observation of the Southern Miss culture and the Southern Miss nation and you know, the insanity of the Southern Miss baseball crowds and that sort of thing. Just overall, what is your general impression of the Southern Miss world down here, Sam?
It's been great. I mean, really special. I mean, when I first heard of this job position, and I was kind of, you know, raised an eyebrow thinking Southern Miss, because, you know, I don't think there's some group of five programs that just don't even have designated beat writers or really get any media coverage at all. And so I wasn't super familiar with Southern Miss. Obviously, I knew about the history, but, you know, hadn't really been super caught up in everything. But, you know, now that I'm here and have been here since September, it's been really cool to just see how passionate the fan base is, how really engaged everyone is. And baseball in particular was really special for me experiencing that for the first year, because, I mean, I honestly didn't follow college baseball a whole lot growing up, just because being in the North, it's just not, you know, we got hockey. We got other things that we, mm-hmm. other sports that we're paying attention to in college baseball. For the most part, just it doesn't really hit the same as it does down here.
Yeah, Frozen Four.
And baseball season in Minnesota is July 12th.
Yeah, that one day. And Sam, I know you were probably impressed with how quiet and humble and, you know, reserved the Southern Miss baseball crowds really are, right?
They're very into it. I brought some family and my girlfriend to games this season, and they're all very impressed with it too, and just how active the fan base is. So that was really cool.
And before you go, Sam Sklar, Dima is, besides a big Southern Miss fan, he kind of likes Ohio State. You kind of like Michigan State. Is there going to be a bet on the football game this year, the Sparty against the Buckeyes? We got something going here?
It would have to be a big spread, because I know Ohio State going to kill him every single time.
Hey, Sam, thanks for your time, man. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate it.
Sam Schuyler, everybody. Hattiesburg, America. All right, baseball season, speaking of that, is finally over.
But big news with Coach Christian Ostrander in Southern Miss.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, we want to thank Sam Schuyler from the Hattiesburg American joining us. That was a good conversation, and enjoyed that. This segment of the show is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill. Great place to take your family for lunch. That'd be a great thing to do. Take your wife to lunch at 4th Street Bar and Grill. She likes good food. She'll like that. All the memorabilia is hanging on the walls. So much, in fact, they have to alternate it. And, of course, cold Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
those of you that have wives or girlfriends, yeah, it'd be a good place to take them.
I want to introduce you to this lady named Alexa, and I'm going to bring her over to your house and see if she works.
I told you, Bob, every time I tell Alexa or Siri to play anything, you know, you don't own me. Get away from me. I have mace. You know,
no, you're confusing Alexa with women that you see in public. Yeah,
actually, you hear all of them.
Yeah. All right. Want to also thank Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans, SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road. You can visit the all new Genesis showroom, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Baseball coach Ladd Rhodes now on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Coach, you sound like you're in the weight room. Am I right about that?
Or in the batting cage?
No. I'm down in the cages.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I got you.
I was just doing a little work down here in the cages. That's all. How y'all doing?
Well, we're good, Coach. We really do appreciate you joining us. You know, I told you during the break, of course, people that know me and Kelly know we're not the two smartest guys in the world. We wanted to talk about this great appointment that Coach Oz had with Team USA, but we were a little uncertain as to exactly what Team USA is, but we know you're the guy that can – let our listeners know about all of that. So fire away, Coach.
I'll try and help as much as I can. But, no, he actually just got up there today. He headed up to Cary, North Carolina. And so what Coach Oz is going to be doing, it's going to be Team USA. It's going to be the freshman development team. And so he's basically going to be the pitching coach and director of taking all these young arms, these young freshmen, and helping through their development role. And they'll end up playing the USA team that's going to be playing in the baseball classic, all that stuff. But he's going to be training and coaching those young freshmen and helping them develop this summer.
Well, it's quite a compliment, obviously, to our baseball program and to Coach Oz. How long will he be involved in this, Coach?
2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
He's been gone for two. I think it's 2 weeks. He comes back July 6th.
I got you.
And Coach Rhodes, it would seem, I mean, I know he's there to do a job, but I would think one of the great byproducts of this is getting to see some young arms that could potentially be future Golden Eagles. Is that unreasonable?
No, I mean, obviously in the college world and athletics where we're at today, obviously I think some of those arms getting to know him. And, yeah, you never know. You never know how things can shake up and work out down the road. But no, it is. It's awesome. We're excited for him, and it's a tremendous honor. And I know he's excited. He's going to get up there with Coach Gilmore, who he's become close with over at Coastal. I know he's really excited about that, hanging out with him. He's going to be the head coach of that team. So I know he's fired up to do it and get out there and see some different arms and help some other guys. And, yeah, I think those relationships can probably matter down the road.
Ladd, I don't want to put you on the spot here. We're buddies, we're neighbors, all that sort of thing. But when Silva left Nichols, all right, to take the job at Arkansas State, several people then said to me, are we going to lose Ladd Rhodes? Is Ladd Rhodes going to now go to Nichols? All right, buddy, the whole Golden Eagle Nation listening here.
I know, you're putting me on the spot.
No, who will get the Nichols job? Who do you think will get the
I don't know. I've heard a couple of names getting thrown around here lately. It will not be me. I'm staying put. So,
okay.
Obviously, me and my family have made some moves, and
yeah,
for an opportunity like this, and just not good timing for us. That's an awesome place, and we loved it there. Really awesome people, but this is where we want to be, and we're really happy about being here, excited about the future here.
But Coach, wouldn't it be an incentive just to get out of the same neighborhood that Sander lives in? I mean, would that be a consideration?
Yes, that's why I left in 2020 to go to Charleston, because we live in the same neighborhood. So I said, we got to get out of here.
Well, coming from my porch, there was a certain smelling smoke that kept coming.
Oh, don't say that.
Here we go.
Coach, let me ask you this. Now that we all watched Tennessee win the national championship, two questions, and then we'll get Dima in here. One, was Tennessee the best team you saw all year, and how much better were they than everyone else? And two, we've talked a lot about, and I know it's a result of the COVID year, but some of these teams with so many 25 going on 26-year-old players, when are we going to see that COVID year play out and get back to normally what we're used to seeing in college baseball age-wise, Coach?
Yeah, I think to answer that, I think this was kind of the last year of it. I think it's starting to look at these guys and guys you're talking to and recruiting.
it's not as much of the 24, 25-year-olds that had that COVID year. The tricky one is why a lot of those guys are still playing. It's kind of – I would think this is the last year of it. It's kind of like Billy Oldham. He was a guy who was in D2, D3, you know, in 2021, and what the NCAA is doing is granting those guys another year. So that's where you see, like, the Evansville and I know the UConns of the world, they had some 25-year-olds playing, and it's unbelievable, but it's because they got their COVID year and that year as well.
I got you.
So they were basically treated as freshmen in college, you know, their 2022 year. So I would think probably one more year of it, and that'll kind of come to pass.
Isn't that too old to be playing college baseball, Coach?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I know I wish I could have played till I was 25, 26, but just the maturity and the growth. I mean, when you're matching up, and especially what we do, you know, we're not – going to be a big portal school. We like getting our freshmen in. You got 18, 19-year-olds out there competing against those guys who may be more talented, but just the fact of how long they've been playing and being able to slow the game down, that obviously matters.
Yeah,
On Tennessee, goodness gracious, probably by far the best team we played all year. I think what was pretty special about them was offensively how much thump they had and you know, what they could do with the long ball, but they were extremely athletic. It wasn't just a bunch of big bruisers who couldn't do anything. I mean, they had guys – they probably had a bunch of guys who could play shortstop and center field throughout that lineup. That was probably the most impressive part about it. And then they had a pitching staff that, you know, you saw the lefty throw last night who threw against us. He's 87 to 90, but he could just really pitch, and then they pass it off to the flamethrowers at the end. And so, I think they were about as all around the best team in the country, but just how athletic and how big they were, it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, and you mentioned it, but I was going to – ask you about it, just the difference in a team like Southern Miss and Tennessee, say. And I know it's kind of aging out, as you said, but Southern Miss always, in my opinion, has had a history of bringing in young talent and developing them to be, you know, the talent that they eventually are able to be. Why do you think that that's just so important, and why does Southern Miss stay that way?
Well, I think it's important just to be able to sustain a program. I think we're a program that has to thrive off those young guys. I think we kind of ride the fine line of one, you know, these SECs and how much with this NIL, how much it's changed they're able to do. I think it's allowed us to get the better high school players. So I think from a talent standpoint, the guys we're bringing in are extremely talented, and I think they're going to be ready sooner than later. But I think that's huge. I think when you talk about consistency and be able to, you know, win 40 games year in, year out, it's about the culture of a program and the center we have here and what we're trying to do every year. I think that's why it's important. Instead of bringing, 8 to 10 outsiders in that are older guys and over-recruit on these young players, you let them get here and let them develop, and then they become fan favorites at the peak, and they're guys that can always come back here. But I think that's how you continue to build on what we've done here in the past couple of years.
Coach Ladd Rhodes is with us here on the Southern Miss Eagle Hour. Coach, the Major League Amateur Draft coming up in about 3 weeks. Not just Southern Miss, but all schools, when you lose players to the Major League Draft from a recruiting standpoint and filling those spots, what happens? Take us through what happens when you lose guys to the draft. And a lot of these other players have already been put to bed as far as knowing where they're going to be.
Yeah, I think it's tricky. I think you try and plan for it the best you can beforehand. I think you don't wait and see what happens with the draft and then try and add a bunch of players after that. I think you kind of build your roster upon, you know, looking at it early on and talking to as many scouts and agents and cross-checkers as you can about, you know, who do you think's for sure going, who, and you're trying to find out what their number is and if they're going to get that. So I think you plan accordingly. You really got to plan ahead and figure out who's going to be here and who's, you know, realistically you're going to lose. And so I know back in – what year was that? After 22 season, we lost a lot of arms. And so it was trying to add some arms late. So we're trying to just kind of prepare beforehand instead of trying to handle it after.
All right, Coach, just a few seconds left. Tell me if I'm crazy. After the regionals, I went down the list and I counted 4 or 5 regionals that I was convinced our team would have won and gone on to a super regional had they not sent us to play the best team in the country.
Yeah, I think so. You know, kind of what they were telling us going in, where they considered us one of the highest 2 seeds. So I guess when you tell us that, you're thinking somewhere between the 8 national seed and down. And so you know, we weren't expecting Tennessee, but I think it was awesome. I think at the end of the day, it was really cool. It was awesome for our young guys to step in and guys that got to get on the mound, and even in our lineup that are going to be back next year to play in that environment and play against obviously the best team in the country. And you know, we had that place quiet through sure five did. Innings. And so I think that's exciting looking into next year and the years after that.
Well, this time next year, we'll do some live interviews with you from Omaha, Coach. How does that sound?
I like that. I'm in for that.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate you jumping on today.
Absolutely. Thank y'all.
All right. Coach Ladd-Rhodes, everybody. Southern Miss Baseball. We'll move on. We'll move on. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, DBAT sponsors this segment of our program on Hardy Street. Great place to take your children for baseball, softball training. DBAT, man, that's a state-of-the-art facility, and we appreciate Luke Reynolds and all the guys at DBAT. Just renewed as a Super Talk Eagle Hour sponsor, and we are grateful to them for that.
And can I say, Bob, while you're mentioning D1, sure, to a lot of the youth baseball coaches and softball coaches and players out there, the fall is the time. Now, as these kids are getting older, you know, I'm talking 11, 12, 13, you know, on up, start working on speed and agility, you know, in the off season, in the fall. And the guys at D1 can do that for you.
Yeah.
Give your arm a rest. You know, just let your body starting to change. It's growing. Let it grow, but work on your speed and agility, because that's something that, you know, yeah, they really can't coach.
Well, they can do it down there.
Right.
I mean, we're lucky to have a facility like right. DBAT here in Hattiesburg. Hey, I'll tell you something else about here a long time. 1983, that's when Town & Country Cleaners opened, and today they remain one of Hattiesburg's most trusted dry cleaners. They're family-owned and operated. That's important. And they have a variety of services, including steam pressing, shirt laundry, minor alterations, of course, dry cleaning. And for Kelly, bulky bedding, you can visit Town & Country Cleaners at their convenient location across from USM on Hardy Street, or you can call them at 601-264-4920. Real quickly, don't take long on this, but you revealed a story to me in my office today about a little dog. And I pick at Kelly all the time on the – I'm a constantly ask, are you guys really friends, as mean as you are to him on the air? And I go, yes, we are. And I've also told people that Kelly, really, his bravado covers – the kind-hearted person that he is. I want you to tell the dog story real quickly.
Well, I was doing a I'm kind of embarrassed, actually, but I was doing a drawdown. This has probably been 5 years ago at a local watering hole, and we were raising money for the Humane Society to build some new shelters because they were just overrun with animals and not enough place to put them. Well, as part of the drawdown, they had brought several dogs that they had hoped to get adopted that night. These were all animal lovers, you know, coming to this drawdown to raise money. And at the end of the night, one of these dogs, only one of them, was not adopted. And I said, oh, and I, of course, you immediately feel bad for that dog that all the other ones got adopted and this one didn't. And it was a bigger dog compared to some of the smaller ones that were there. And I get, you know, the issues with bigger dogs needing more room to roam and so on. Anyway, they said, well, this one's been at the shelter, you know, for a couple of years, and nobody really seems to want her, and we just don't know what we're going to do with her. And I said, what do you mean? I'm trying to clean up the story here a little bit. They said, well, nobody seems to want her, and, you know. And I said, there's not going to be any decision made about the future of this dog. I said, I'll take her. And they go, really? And they said, yeah. And they said, she's just so, and she is, she's so sweet.
And you've had that dog since, haven't
yeah,
you?
And she's just awesome. I mean, the little kids yeah. in the neighborhood pull on her tail, pull on her skin, and she's just yeah. happy to be there.
See, Demon, you know? he's a lot nicer than I'm sure your initial impressions have been.
Yeah, I think the initial impression I got of Kelly Sanders was last year at Southern Miss Football Media Days at lunch mm-hmm. at the New Orleans, whatever we have it at.
A family and, show now, Damon.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to say everything okay. he said, but, you know, he laid into me that day.
Really?
And I was like, I didn't know what I did to deserve that. And
really?
I think what happened was a month later, he called me and he said, He was crying. I was like, "What's going on?" He said, "I just lost my salmon pants." And I told him that I wouldn't help him find it.
Oh boy, everybody's a comedian, huh? He's got jokes now. Been on the show about a month, and he's got jokes. Yeah. Okay. We are perilously close to the end of civilization.
Boy, you set him up big time there, Demon.
If we let this generation take our country over, we're headed straight down the crapper, let me tell you.
You had him sucked right in. That was just priceless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why don't you better sleep with one eye open, Demon.
Oh, you know? That was great, Demon.
You guys are jealous that I'm a fashion plate, and you guys just don't have the guts to wear the clothes that I wear. You know?
Oh, me. People ask me all the time, do we really like each other? I go, yeah, well, Kelly and I have been friends a long time.
We have been, a very long time.
We don't pay no attention to that kind of
thing. Can I just say real quick about basketball? One thing we didn't get to when we were talking with Sam Sklar of The American was that with Nefta Alvarez, if he's healthy and can stay healthy the whole year, I'd rather have that guy run the point, and I don't know who else they're going to have around him, but that guy running the point, he's really good.
I agree.
And they have that other guy who just they're getting him in. He's a Christian Watson, I think is his name. And Jay Ladner said he is going to be the replacement, quote unquote, of Austin Crowley, because it's hard to replace a player like that. But he said he has the potential of being even exceeding what Austin Crowley did. And obviously everybody knows what Crowley did. So the backcourt of potentially Neftali Alvarez, Christian Watson, and then whatever happens of happening with Andre Curbelo, but the possibility of a fully healthy of all three of those in the backcourt.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
What's just so frustrating about basketball in the Sun Belt is it really doesn't matter.
Till the end.
And you better win the Sun Belt tournament.
Matters, yeah.
Maybe they should just bench everybody. Go 0-35 and then
have all your guys fresh for the tournament.
That's right. That's all that matters.
All right, thanks for tuning in today, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. Into the future. Time keeps on slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.